Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
The second captain's
world service.
All right, non-members, I could try to sell you the World Service this week as a place where you can come to get away from all the extremely scary talk of the coronavirus, but look, you've all been following the news. You know how serious this is. You know the devastating effect it's having on sporting fixtures all over the place. And all of this is reflected in our podcast this week. One event that notoriously did go ahead was the Cheltenham Festival. If you heard the free-to-all shows on Monday, you'll know we were questioning the wisdom of this from the very start of the week. And on Tuesday...
I mean, we're not, you know, like, we. I don't think we were putting our journalistic reputation...
I'm not trying to say this was some story we were breaking. I'm just saying...
Lads, I don't know about... Have you?
Does anyone else think... I'll tell you one other person who thought it was maybe not the best idea in the world. That is RTE racing commentator Hugh Cahill, who was in on Tuesday.
I can't stress enough how crowded it is in there. You're on top of everybody and everything.
That's the magic of it. It is. It's nice. You feel real connected.
The Cheltenham Roar is just the Cheltenham Roar because it's so compacted between a bunch of people, thousands in a stand in such a small area that the noise reverberates around the stadium and that produces this famous roar. But even, you know, standing queuing for a pint, going for a burger, you bump into people literally... You can't help just contact with everybody and everything. You're twisting and turning as you try to get from the parade ring down to watch the first race to go and put on a bet. It's just the nature of Cheltenham. It's what makes it so special and why it's so much fun to be there, and provided you're not scared of big crowds or anything like that. But it's also another reason why it's madness that this is even being allowed to go ahead, because there's going to be so much person-to-person contact and a virus that is, as you said, is in the air already.
Another big one still going ahead. Anyway, Cheltenham.
Yeah,
another big one.
Cheltenham. Just Cheltenham. Just you have a big, long think about it, Cheltenham.
Another big one still going ahead at the time of recording is the Olympic Games later in the year. Josh Robinson of the Wall Street Journal has written a piece about this. Again, maybe holding the Olympics this year with everything going on is not the greatest idea in the world.
So epidemiologists actually fall over each other to study the Olympics because it's such a unique petri dish. People come from all over the world. They're all in the same place, and then they go home. And one of the interesting studies we brought up in that piece was from Team Finland in the Winter Olympics. They found that 40% of their traveling party at some point wound up with a respiratory ailment of some kind, whether it's, you know, a cough to all the way to bronchitis, because these things travel extremely quickly in small groups, small confined groups. And the as far as epidemiologists are concerned, the only real comparison for that kind of global reach coming to one place and then going home is the Hajj pilgrimage in Mecca. And not by coincidence, Saudi Arabia has shut those down for the time being.
So there you go. That's enough coronavirus talk for this little supposedly feel-good promo that we try to put out late in our World Service weeks.
There have been fewer laughs in this episode than perhaps other ones.
Yeah, okay. So, well, actually, this laugh mightn't be a laugh either. I will say the Champions League also continues for now. We had loads of coverage today of Liverpool's elimination at the hands of Atletico Madrid. But this last clip, you might be falling around laughing, if it's not meant to be a jokey one, really. But it goes out to... all you fellow running nerds out there. Hi, guys. How are you? Owen here. I like running too.
It's an interesting test case. I mean, is running going to be the only sport that you'll actually be able to take part in over the next sort of 4 to 6 weeks?
Well, there's still mass gatherings. I mean, if the Dublin Marathon was on...
Oh, sorry,
week,
no, but I mean, like, oh, literally
just going
running...
around the
literally
the
running as a physical activity could be the only...
Possibly.
I mean, the idea of team sport is sounds more and more ridiculous to me the longer this goes on.
Well, in which case, Murphy, you should be even more interested than I'm sure you already are on the technological arms race that characterizes the running world in 2020, especially my own beloved world of marathon running. You've probably heard about the new Vaporfly, the Nike Vaporfly and Alphafly runners. Well, the Vaporfly is not that new, but the Alphafly is. They've developed these shoes with this ridiculous new technology that gives their athletes unreal advantages in performance compared to the non-Nike athletes. But not everybody outside the Nike bubble has been left behind. Jared Ward finished sixth in the Rio Olympics. He runs with the Saucony brand, and they've been developing their own counterpart to the Nike shoes. In fact, Jared was involved in a lot of the testing of these through some of his work at a university, which he also does. Anyway, these have given Jared a huge boost in his performance, and he did a really good job, I thought, of explaining exactly what it feels like to go for a long run in these bad boys.
One of the things that I first noticed, it just felt like when I was running downhill that I didn't have to cushion my load quite as carefully. And I one of the first takeaways was I can go a little bit faster, take advantage of downhill running a little bit better because the shoe is taking some of that impact for me. And I felt that very much in the 2018 New York City Marathon. As the shoes continue to develop, another thing that I feel now in it is just a more assertive posture. I feel like it's almost hard for me to sit back into what used to be kind of a half marathon posture and feeling in my stride. I'm a little bit of a heel striker, so I kind of sit back in my stride, and there was almost this relaxed feeling that I had when I knew I was in a marathon cadence. And in these new shoes, because of the curvature of the shoe and the shape as it comes up the front of the sole, and then I think also some of the carbon fiber plate in there, it just puts me a little bit more on the balls of my feet, and it feels like I'm in a more of a half marathon sort of cadence. And it's I think the shape of the shoe really has affected how it feels.
I did warn you as a chat for running nerds, Murph. but there are much broader themes in that conversation about fairness in sport, technology versus human performance.
Fanny Blanker's cone didn't need a vapor fly to win those four medals and back in 48.
And neither did the mudlark many decades later, Murph. And he does get a mention. John
I don't know how many medals Fanny Blanker's cone won in the 1948 London Olympics. I'm going to find that out, all right?
Well, you don't have much time because I'm telling people right now that whatever happens over the next few weeks and months, we will keep podcasting, whether that ends up being from our respective homes, wherever it may be. Our World Service members shall have their podcasts. If you want to become a member, you can do so by visiting secondcaptains.com. I slowed my delivery down a tiny bit there just to give you a chance.
You can look forward to the second captain's three-part special on Fanny Blanker's cone and her four gold medals in 1948 Summer Olympics in London.
Oof.
That'll take us through Wednesday, Thursday, and indeed Friday of next week.
I am.
The Flying Housewife, we'll call it. That was her nickname, bud.
That's not the worst idea. A few multi-part episodes. We'll see. We'll see how it all goes. You know, there'll be something to talk about. There always is. Even in these times that are completely unprecedented in recent decades. All right, thanks, Murph.
I back us to do it, Owen. We can do it.
Yeah, thanks, Ken. Ken's not here. Ken's not in this promo. It's just you. But
we'll thank Ken for his efforts. Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Murph.
Thank you, Owen.
Which one is that? That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home. Those boys.
The second captain's
World Service.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.